Grace and peace to God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Actions speak louder than words. I'm sure you've heard that phrase, maybe have used it yourself. It's a phrase that's been used many, many times. I'm told it goes back to St. Anthony of Padua in the 1200s. President Abraham Lincoln used it in the 1800s. It's been used in time of crisis, whether a family crisis or a national crisis or congregational crisis. It's used by individuals and congregations when we talk about world hunger appeals. It's used by politicians and theologians. Paul used it in his writings to the congregation. Jesus used it, in fact, implied it in many of the parables and teachings. It's a great proverb for us today on this Sunday called Christ the King, because we hear about Jesus of all, Jesus of Christ. You know, choices to do or not to do can make a difference in a life story. It surely made a difference in Jesus' life story. His mission and ministry spoke of his actions more than his words. And it's found in the Gospel of Luke today, in this passage we read, because Luke's gospel challenges us to see the center of Jesus' realm from the cross. His reign is not entirely displayed by his words and his teachings and his miracles. It's displayed in his loving path and forgiveness of that criminals, his giving grace to all. His kingship has often been betrayed by people, even denied by his followers like Peter and Thomas. Jesus is executed by an empire who, if you did not worship Caesar as king and God, you could be executed. So today we hear the phrase, actions speak louder than words. Think of those people in the crowd that day who, when Jesus was crucified, denied him. Think that didn't understand the purpose of the Messiah, the reason why Jesus came into the world. They didn't understand him. But Jesus told to give life. He chose to give his life for his people. His actions speak louder than words. And because of his actions, we have received his redemption. On the cross, Jesus chose to offer mercy and forgiveness and love and grace to humankind. He chose not to save himself. Now, I speak of Jesus' servanthood and his theme of deliverance because I understand that the function of a king. We hear it that Jesus meant for his followers because they could understand what a true Davidic king meant. He became a teacher and a servant. But more importantly, we must think of Jesus as the one who brought redemption and salvation for us. Because that's what St. Paul argues in his many readings. He came to his followers as he came to that thief. He gave himself for our deliverance. He came into the world for one purpose. That's what the Gospel of John says, so that the world might be saved. Not to build a Christian empire, not to find a Western civilization, not to establish any particular ism like capitalism or imperialism or socialism, but to redeem the world, says the New Testament. And so today we do give thanks on this Sunday. Several years ago, I read the story of Pastor Irwin Lutzer and her daughters visiting Washington, D.C. Well, they were there and met a man who served on former Secret Service team. And the gentleman offered to give them a guided tour of the presidential office. And so they accepted it. Pastor Lutzer and his daughters passed through the many security checkpoints that day on the way to the Oval Office. At each checkpoint, they expected to be searched and questioned. Instead, the guard took one glance at them and announced to them, "You're with him. You can go in." Pastor Lutzer writes that today there's a tighter security measure to enter the Oval Office. But we expect our entrance into God's heavenly realm to be like this experience. With Christ, you can enter in. Jesus' purpose in coming to our world brought good news of God's grace, of God's love, of God's forgiveness. It meant the promise of deliverance for human beings. This deliverance is reassured by the actions of Jesus, as we hear throughout the scriptures, but particularly today and this Christ the King Sunday. His actions spoke louder than words. Now, in a very small way, I want to use our example. In 1994, Carol and I were invited to serve on the Global Mission Task Force of the Delamere Synod. We were asked to support the Estonian Lutheran Church and help them rebuild the church after the fall of communism. Not just with an offering, but to actually participate and attend and go to visit Estonia, which we did. In 1996, we made our first trip, and there we met a Finnish couple who had been going there for 30 years, taking chocolates and Bibles to the people under the cover of their clothes. We went to visit a congregation called St. Paul's at Vilandi, Estonia, and there we were asked to teach adult confirmation classes, which we did. We talked about Jesus as Lord and King. The people listened to our words, but more importantly, they looked for our actions. Did we care for them? Even then, during that week, they noticed our actions for caring them, and we have continued this caring ministry throughout our many years. Surely, our actions spoke louder than words. Deliverance from atheism to Christian beliefs in that country. Because there's nothing in all creation, says St. Paul, nothing in all creations that can keep us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This power, this promise given to us today through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, I think is told by a story Jonathan Allman says. He tells of his encounter with an older man near the Sea of Galilee while working in a kibbutz. Jonathan came upon an older man pushing his bike along a dusty, hilly road. They talked and walked together. He noticed a tattoo on the man's forearm and asked the man, if he were not offended, might he share his experience in the death camps? The older man said he preferred to talk about the beauty of today and the hopes of tomorrow, and not the dark tragedy of the death camps. He said something like this, I was once dead, and now I'm alive. This is how I wish to be. Like Lazarus, I'm alive. And then the man rode off on his bike after the conversation, leaning into the future with each push of the pedal. Said Jonathan, it was a memorable conversation with a man of great spirit. He accepted the belief. He leaned into the future with hope, ready to accept its reality by his actions. He literally rode off into God's paradise. Today, you as a congregation come together in another chapter in your life as a congregation. And I pray that you hope and lean into the future like that man pedaling his bike. Accept the challenges of the future, because today your actions speak louder than words. So may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.